Seftas Trumas, Paragimel, Mishnah Beis. We mentioned in the previous Mishnah, if someone separated Truma on behalf of wine, and then he realized afterwards that the wine had spoiled and turned to vinegar, and it was a suffix, it was questionable at what point in time that happened, he does not know if it happened before he separated the Truma, so that what he separated is a suffix, if it was counted as Truma, and he has to separate a second portion of good wine on behalf of his other wine. So now there's two portions of Truma, one the vinegar and one the wine. Each one is a suffix if that one is the Truma. So the Mishnah now continues discussing those two portions of Truma that he separated, that it's a suffix between which one of them was the real Truma. Is it the first one and it had not spoiled at the time that he separated the first time, or is it the second one because the first one had spoiled before he separated it? So Mishnah Beis starts, Nafla Achas Mehen, if one of those two portions falls, L'teich HaChulin, it falls into a barrel of chulin, of non-truma, regular produce wine or vinegar. So if one of them falls in, Eina Medamasan, it does not turn it into meduma, which is a mixture of truma and regular produce that does not have the regular nullification, the regular bittul rules. It doesn't have bittul b'rayv, doesn't become nullified in the majority. It needs 1 to 100 to become nullified, and this is a takana midrabanan. So misafik, we don't say that. We're makel midrabanan, safik midrabanan lekulam. And so if only one of these two truma portions falls in, so we're makel, and we say it doesn't become meduma, it doesn't get all truma status. Nafla shnia lamakam acher, if the second portion of the truma that he designated falls lamakam acher into a different pile of chulin, so now the two portions fell in into two different areas. Still, we say, Einem Medamasan, it does not make it Meduma. We're still lenient, and we say, Safik Darabanan Lekula, even though we're using this rule on both portions, and even though between one of these two portions, there's for sure the Truma somewhere, either one or the other, but each one separately, we say that it's a Safik, and we're lenient. We do not make Meduma out of the two separate mixtures. But naflu shneim l'makam echad, if both portions of these truma fall into one area, into one pile of chulin, so now between the two of them, there for sure is the truma somewhere in this mixture. So then medamais, it will turn it into meduma. This mixture will become meduma. That will all be not able to be consumed by Yisrael, unless it can be nullified 1 in 100, and the ratio that you need to nullify 1 in 100 goes based off of Kikitana Shabashtay and based off of the smaller one of the two. So if these two portions, the vinegar, which was the first portion, and the wine, which is the second portion, if they were different sizes, and now they both ended up falling into chulin, so you go based on the smaller one of the two, whichever one had the smaller volume, so you need 100 times that amount to nullify it, otherwise it's going to be meduma, and all of it will not be fit for Yisrael. It'll have to go to Kain. Mishnah Gimel. So we mentioned previously that one cannot separate Truma on behalf of someone else, unless he was appointed as a shliach, but otherwise not. So the Mishnah speaks about shutvim, partners, partner ownership people that are taking off Truma on behalf of each other. Hashutvim shetarmu zeh achar zeh. If you have two shutvim, that each one took off Truma on behalf of the entire partnership, but they didn't realize that their partner did it also. So the partner one took off Truma for the whole thing, and partner two, not knowing that the first one did it already, took off another portion of Truma for the whole thing. So Rabbi Kiva Aymer, Truma Shneim Truma. Both of their Trumas are valid for their own part. So the first one who took off one unit of Truma on behalf of the whole thing, so 50% of it worked for his 50% of the portion and all the produce, and the second partner who took off a unit of Truma, 50% of that took effect for his 50% ownership. So these two units, each one have within it 50% Truma and 50% that's not Truma, and it's not, we're not able to specify what part of it is Truma, so it's all going to be need to give into a Kayan, but you can charge the Kayan for 50% of each unit, because 50% is not Truma. That's Rabbi Akiva's opinion. The Chachamim say Trumas Harishon Truma. The first person, the first partner, his one counts as Truma on behalf of the whole produce, and the second one is meaningless, and it's not counted as Truma at all. Rabbi Yasi comes to explain the opinion of the Chachamim, and he says that this is the first. The first partner's portion is truma on behalf of the whole thing. For both partners, it depends. Im tarim harishon kashir, if the first person took the proper normal going rate shear, which is 1/50th, that's the benini, the middle of the road portion of truma, if he takes that amount, then ain truma sasheni truma, the second partner's truma doesn't count for anything. That's where the Chachamim said that the first one is going to take effect for both of the partners. However, if he did not separate the proper shear, rather he separated less than the normal going rate, which is the 1/50th, then we assume that the second partner does not want that to be his portion. He wanted to give the standard measure. And then Truma Sasheni Truma, the second one will be Truma for his portion, and you'll have back, like Rabbi Akiva says, that the first person's unit that he separated only works for his 50% of the produce, and the second person's will work for his 50%.